Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Eloi Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Sholem, Rabbi Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomah's Daf Samech Beis, and in this Gemara Amud Beis, we have the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, which is Mamash the Inyon de Yoimor Sfir Saimer, the time that we have the Avelus on the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And Be'ezer Hashem will give a few shurim on this topic. The first point is an Inyon that my Rabbi Ramoy Shapir Zatzal used to speak about a lot. And we'll start with the following. The Gemara tells us that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 Zugei Talmidim, which meant a total of 24,000 Talmidim, as the Ben Yoyoda points out over here. The reason we say 12,000 Zugim is because Rabbi Akiva established already the concept of Chavrusas. Each one was learning the Chavruso, so he had 12,000 pairs. And they all died, says the Gemara, between Pesach and Atzeres. The points can discuss what days exactly they died. Many agree that the total days that they died was 32 to 33 days. And that's why the main Yimei Avelus, according to most Minogim, is 32 or 33 days. And different Minogim, how do you establish these 32 to 33 days? But the question is, we know that in Am Yisrael, we have a specific time to mourn during the year. And that is Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, we mourn every single event that happened to us. Every single tragedy that happened to Am Yisrael throughout Golus, we mourn it on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, we speak about the Crusades. In Tisha B'Av, we speak about the Inquisition. In Tisha B'Av, we speak about the Holocaust. In Tisha B'Av, we speak of every single event that happened. Because that's the day of Churban, and all the Churbanas come from that day. If so, is the source of having a special time of Churban that we deal with doing the Mea Sfiro, that we do a Velus for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. So we establish a special time, we don't combine it with Tisha B'Av, but we do it as its own time of a Velus for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Why is this different? So Rabbi Moshe Zatzal used to explain as follows. We know that Rabbi Akiva had another tragedy in his life. What is that? Rabbi Akiva said that there is somebody who's supposed to be Mashiach in his lifetime. His name was Bar Kochva, or then changed his name to Bar Koziva because it was a lie, it didn't work out. And as the Rambam points out, it wasn't only Rabbi Akiva that said it, but Kol Chachmei Dor, all the Chachamim of that generation, they all agreed that Bar Kochva was supposed to be Mashiach, and Rabbi Moshe always used to say, if anybody thinks that they all made a mistake, he is mistaken. If all Chachmei Ador and Rabbi Akiva Baroisha, we talk about Rabbi Akiva, who is the Shoyush, the source of Torah Shabbat, he says the one supposed to be Mashiach, that means that person is really Roy to be a Mashiach. And as the Rambam says, the reason he wasn't Mashiach, Ad Shenehrag Ba'avoynes, he was killed because of sins, because of Averis. He wasn't killed because he was not supposed to be Mashiach, but he was Mashiach and he lost the opportunity. What was lost? Why Mashiach couldn't come? Says Rabbi Moshe, the reason is because we're learning in our Gemara. When Mashiach comes, it says he's going to bring a new Torah to Am Yisrael. As the Mefresh already explained, the Chiddush says no new Torah, but it's new a depth of Torah. We're going to learn new things, new, we're going to have a new understanding of Torah that we don't have today. Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen always says that he brings it based on a Medrash, that it says, the Kol Torah Sh'adam Lomad Bo'ilam Hazeh Hevel Hu Klapei Torah Shel Mashiach. All Torah that a person learns in this world is Hevel, is nothing when you compare it to Mashiach. Says Reb Tzadik, Hevel doesn't mean only nothing. Hevel also means steam. Steam coming out of a tavshil, steam coming out of the pot. Even though it's not the actual food, but it does have the smell and the taste of the food. The Torah that we have today is all coming from the Torah of Mashiach that will be established and built in its full capacity when Mashiach comes. In order for Mashiach to come, says Rabbi Moshe, and bring us that unbelievable Torah, the Mala Aretz Deas Hashem, the greatness of Avon on Tfiso, you need to have people that are able to be the base kibble, the vessel to receive that Torah. And that's what happened in doing the time of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. It wasn't just a big yeshiva. It was the yeshiva that's going to receive the Torah of Mashiach. He was building up to the new Kabbalah Satorah. The Kabbalah Satorah in a new depth, the Torah of Mashiach was supposed to come and be given to these 24,000 Talmidim. But they didn't respect each other. As we're going to speak about this next year, that caused them to lose that opportunity to receive Torah. Meaning there were not anymore the people that were supposed to get the Torah of Mashiach. They lost that opportunity. So therefore they died. They didn't just die randomly at any time during the year. They die dafka during the days they're building up to get the Kabbalah Satoyro. The days of Sfir Soimer, which are the days that build up the Kabbalah Satoyro, they lost out in it because they were supposed to receive Torah, but instead of receiving Torah, the Torah Mashiach, they lost an opportunity, so they die during the build up to Kabbalah Satoyro. And that's why Bar Kochva died. Bar Kochva was supposed to be Mashiach, couldn't come anymore because the 24,000 Tamim died. Mimele says, Rav Moshe, that's the reason we do the Avelos during this time. It's not an Avelos of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the time of Churban, of exile, of all the tragedies that happened to Am Yisrael during Golos. But here was something else. Here was a lost opportunity to get Mashiach and fix all that. It was a new type of Avelos. It was a Avelos of losing a Kabbalah Satoyro to Avelos. That's why this is a special Avelos that belongs to the days of Sfira, the build of the Kabbalah Satoyro, and it's not part of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.